Nate, this is a great win for you guys, coming back from a 3-0 deficit, but a personal notice as well, beating your whole team and getting a part in this comeback as well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Feels really good. Obviously, I knew they were going to come out hard after losing last night, but that shows the character we have in this dressing room to come back from that deficit. So that's a special one for sure.
What was the feeling when JF took his time out after the 3-0 goal? I mean, you guys were still the better team, but for some reason, a couple of bad bounces and it came through the net. You guys were still in it at that time, but what was your reaction?
Yeah, they have a talented team, so they capitalized on their chances, and we knew that was going to happen. But JF made a good call there with that timeout and kind of settled us down and just made it clear that there was a lot of hockey left to be played. So got a couple quick goals to rebound and get back in that game. So it worked well.
Did your teammates talk to you about your former teammates? Was there something different in your approach for this game?
Not really. I think it was easy to get up for this one for sure. Obviously, I knew a lot of guys on that other side. So I want to prove a point to them that I deserve to be in the AHL and make a point. So that was a special one for everyone. And I thank my teammates for that win tonight.
I know a couple of people on the other side, and they all told me that Nate Schnarr is a huge loss for the Comets because he was a glue guy, a guy that was really that you were really appreciated in that dressing room, and maybe it did help the team struggling recently. What can you answer about that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of really good friends over there. I built some special relationships and friendships over the past couple of years with them. But they still have a good group. They proved that they can come out here and play hockey. So I think it'd be an interesting playoff matchup. So let's keep pushing for a playoff spot here.
Yeah, it could happen. Last one, maybe for you. What do you see approaching for you in the next 5 games? You're leaving tomorrow for a long road trip. This is the longest road trip of the year with 5 games and against division rivals. So this is a huge test, and it could cement your place in a playoff picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you said, it's all our divisional teams that we're playing, that we're playing for a playoff spot against. So every game, every night is going to be really important. So we're going to take our rest tonight and get ready for a big week coming up.
Thanks. Nate, just to piggyback on the last question, you guys just won 3 games against division rivals. So that must be good for the confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. That one feels really good for the confidence. But the playoff race is still so tight. Every game is going to be important down the stretch here. So we got to make sure we're ready to go every night.
And since you joined the team, we've seen that you said that earlier that there's a lot of character in this team. Like what brings that character?
I feel like everyone's just really close. We have a great leadership group. I think communication's key. In between periods, we come in, we have really important conversations. We talk about systems, stuff that we can do better. And everyone's just willing to work for each other. There's not a selfish guy in that locker room. And I think that's really important that we're playing for the team. And I think that's what brings success in this team.